It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Just like you spring clean your home, it's time to spring clean our thoughts and actions by nurturing friendships, having gratitude, letting go of negativity, and so much more. I know that, for me, spring is such a time of renewal, just, you know, walking and driving around and seeing the leaves on the trees and the buddings and how beautiful everything is. And I think it's really important to take time to slow down and to really get our minds clear and think about what we want in the coming year. Again, spring is that perfect time for renewal. So, David, I'm guessing that you enjoy the spring as well.
I love springtime, and I got to tell you, it's the time of year to clean out not only our skincare cabinet, our pantries, mm-hmm. but even our mind. Yes. And I got to laugh. Some of the things we do are the people we hang with. And so I want to introduce with you a friend of mine today. Well, she's not on the list. She can stay. Susan Wise helps brighten start the day of a lot of us here on one of the top radio shows. And so I've gotten to become great friends with her. She helps a lot of people. But she's also CEO and motivational entertainer for a group called Wise Sots, and they have a website, wisesots.com. We'll put up their link. But more importantly is she helps brighten the day of a huge number of us, and she's got all kinds of tips to spring clean our minds and like I said, the people around us. Susan,
that's
welcome.
Right. Hey, thank you. Yes, I love spring cleaning our minds, our thoughts, our actions, and even the people in our life. Now, David, you are not on that checklist.
Wait, I get to stay or I'm out?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Depends how the show goes.
I was about to say that. Depends on the interview, right?
You know, when it
David,
comes to
we are so alike.
When it comes to spring cleaning our thoughts, think about the words that you use every day. You know, are they pessimistic? Are they negative? You get words that are crutches that you use all the time. And it's a good time to think about that and kind of start editing what you say. Think about, you know, what do they say? Good in, garbage out, right?
Is something I heard a long time ago from a motivational speaker, and you and I've talked about it, is take a look at the people you're around and what you do. Like, the news is one thing that hits me.
Sure.
I hate to say it for those in the media, but don't watch the news. The news mm-hmm. is so negative. I can't go to sleep. I'm depressed. I get nervous. And so, as you say, garbage in, garbage out, that garbage comes in, and I'm now in a bad mood.
That's true. If
I can watch a fun show in the morning or a comedy to start my day or listen to you on the radio mm-hmm. in the morning, you know, it brightens my day.
And yeah, that's so true. And a lot of it, too, is some of the things that you say yourself, the words that you use. One of my big ones that gets me is the word can't. I can't do something.
I don't even know if I use that word. Have you ever heard me use it?
Well, when I was a kid, I'd be trying to learn something new, and I'd get frustrated, and I'd, mm-hmm. I can't do this. And my dad would be, well, Susan, can't, couldn't do anything. I'll always remember him telling me that. So I try to leave that word out. Another big one that gets not just me.
Let me interrupt you there, because the word can't, because, you know, we manufacture skincare, as you know, and mm-hmm. when someone says, I can't get this done, or we're not going to be able to do that, I always reframe it and say, okay, what will it take to get it done?
Exactly.
And try and approach it from a different angle. And sometimes you have to exaggerate to make the point, but and so I can't imagine if I use the word can't. I got to take another notice and see if I do.
You're limiting yourself before you even get started if you do that.
I love it.
You say can't. Another one, and this is big with one of my YSATS partners, Diana Serber. What drives her crazy is when we say, don't forget.
Instead, you've got to me on this one.
Yes, I have. Don't forget to yada, yada, yada. Instead, you should be saying, always remember, or I will remember to do this.
That's where that came from.
Yes.
You said that to me because I was posting on my fan page on Facebook or my Facebook page. Don't forget, because now say it again. Now it's...
Always remember, this is coming up. Because you want me to remember. You don't want me to forget.
Use
right?
positive words.
I
exactly.
like that. Very
I
good.
Do too. I do too. Okay.
And then when it comes to your actions, yes, actions speak louder than words. you need to take some actions to rid yourself of negative actions. Did you get that? Do you sit too much? Oh, we're sitting, aren't we?
You didn't have
Maybe
to tell anybody. This is radio. They didn't know.
And I should
Maybe
be standing,
we need to
really.
Get up
let
and
my
move
microphone.
Around a little bit and get your body active.
Yeah, for everybody out there, we're doing jumping jacks as we speak.
I'm doing setups right now. And another action that you can take that is a positive action is a very simple one, and that's to smile. It's It's look at him scowl at
me. I'm making faces at her.
It not only helps
smiling.
You.
I smile all the time.
Yeah, and it has an impact on other people. They smile right back at you, don't they, David?
Actually, yes, it is funny. People say I stand out in a crowd, and I could never understand why, but then someone pointed out it's because I smile all the time.
Yes, you do.
I do. I smile at everybody. I talk to everybody, too. I think that was the hardest part when I got to do the show here, mm-hmm. is they said it's an hour-long show, and I'm thinking, how am I supposed to keep it limited to an hour? Anyway.
And the other thing to spring clean I wanted to mention to you is the people in your life. Now, I don't mean that you actually have to cut people out of your life, but it might be a good time to take an honest look at people that kind of zap your energy, those toxic relationships. And one area of that I like to look at is my Facebook friend list.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth.
Yes, and I did a spring cleaning.
Is this why you blocked me?
You're not blocked.
Okay, just checking.
And you really gotta look at these friends and say, you know, do they post on my comments? Do I comment on their posts? Have they become people who just go on these big long rants?
I was just gonna say the word rants. That's exactly. Everything's negative, and sure. I blocked a lot, and so hopefully they don't know. I didn't necessarily delete them because I didn't want to hurt their feelings,
right?
But I blocked it so I don't have to see the negativity.
Negativity, or you know, maybe it's Farmville. I mean, I'm not into the games.
Maybe I don't like the political rants.
Sometimes
the,
that gets me too.
It's tough. Yeah.
But yeah. I went through my friends list, and I did. I went down and I got rid of about a third.
You deleted them? Oh, wow. Okay, I just blocked them.
But you know what? I didn't get one email because obviously they aren't looking at me either. So,
well, that's
true.
No, it is. And if you surround yourself with positive, not just not just on Facebook, you mm-hmm. do it with the people around you.
Yes.
You do it with the messages, like our TV shows even. There's a lot of drama on there, a lot of negative drama. If you sat and watched on Saturday, stay with mm-hmm. positive shows, surround yourself with positive things, you become a more positive person. You influence more positive people. You yourself, I'm looking at you right now in your eyes, you're always smiling and always positive. And from the minute I first met you, there was like an instant connection.
And I think that's part of the reason you're drawn towards like-minded people who are also...
Like Lisa.
Yeah, that's true. I want to know how you two met. I mean, that's what I want to know now.
It was a bar. I was drunk. No. You'll laugh. We were curling, and before you all think I was doing my hair...
Wait, what?
We were curling, and before you think that...
sport?
Well, thank you, because most people think I'm talking about my hair, and I don't have enough of it to curl. It was at the hockey rink doing the sport of
like
curling.
Like you've seen in the Olympics.
Cool.
Yeah. Susan and I were preparing for the Olympics.
Right. No, I wanted to try something new, and I think it was new for you too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was my first time. Yeah. And actually, I met there was a group there, and it goes back to being positive. The mm-hmm. group on my team was very positive, and I joke, they were like cheerleaders cheering me on we were all encouraging each other, and you had a group of like-minded people all trying to do something for the first time they've never done, which goes back to the type people you associate yourself with. You know, trying new things, mm-hmm. positive things. Everybody's rooting each other on because let's face it, I won't embarrass you, but I'll talk about myself. I had troubles on the ice.
Didn't just say couldn't, did you? Or can't?
Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know how to tell you the story then, but I was challenged.
There you go. Very good.
I was definitely challenged that day and made everybody else look phenomenal. I was a positive person to be around because I made everybody else look really good. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And so the key, that's where we met, instantly became friends. Mm-hmm. Lisa and I were introduced and instantly became friends. And I think that's one of the great takeaways of this is we all need to surround ourselves with like-minded people, positive people, eliminate the negativity or negative messages in our life.
Yes.
And I think we'll see our life will become more fun because we're not bogged down. I think we mm-hmm. can accomplish more. I've been setting my goals and accomplishing them and just I'm in having probably the best year ever as I learn some of these things.
I think David is enjoying the snowball effect here.
I am. We're going to post the link on our website so everybody else can get positive motivation from you. And I appreciate you being with us today, Susan.
Thanks, David.
I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay healthy.